This week on The Marquee, we've got One Productive Dad and the return of Katniss and Peeta. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Vince Vaughn stars in the sperm donor comedy Delivery Man. When it comes to light that David fathered 533 children through anonymous donation 20 years earlier, he faces the tough decision of coming forward when 142 of them file a lawsuit to reveal his identity. This plot may sound familiar to some of you because it's a remake of a Canadian film called Starbuck that was released here a few months ago. Director Ken Scott directed both the original and the American remake.
Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson once again gear up for battle in The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. After their rebellious life-saving actions in the games spark revolution throughout the downtrodden districts, Katniss and Peeta find their lives and their loved ones in danger as Donald Sutherland's President Snow sets out to regain control of the nation. Catching Fire is a moving and thrilling follow-up to last year's Hunger Games, though the limitations of the adaptation mean that it'll be more satisfying for fans who have read the book.
Also opening in Columbus, Kill Your Darling centers around the murder of David Kammerer by Lucien Carr and the effect it had on several Beat Generation writers, including Allen Ginsberg, Jack Kerouac, and William S. Burroughs.
Well, my pick this week is an easy one. Catching Fire may not have the same depth as the book, but it's still a tense and action-packed addition to a remarkable series.
While I wasn't blown away by The Hunger Games, I'm intrigued by where the series is headed. The latest installment manages to avoid a bad case of sequelitis.
Or if you'd rather avoid the throngs of Hunger Games fans at the theater this weekend, you can always stay home with one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Two Guns. Denzel Washington teams up with Mark Wahlberg for this action comedy about a couple of undercover agents with different agencies who are both tasked with infiltrating a Mexican drug cartel. Though the story is pretty sketchy, the two charming stars make it a ridiculously entertaining twist on the same old buddy cop comedy.
Simon Pegg and Nick Frost reunite in Edgar Wright's The World's End. In their latest adventure, a group of old friends attempts to complete the Golden Mile, the pub crawl they never finished in their youth. Unfortunately, they unwittingly walk into an alien invasion and must save the world one pint at a time. The World's End loses some steam in the back half, but it's still one of the funniest films of 2013.
Inspired by the world of Pixar's Cars, Disney's Planes tells the story of a lowly crop duster named Dusty, voiced by Dane Cook, who dreams of becoming more than what he was made to be. Originally intended to go straight to video, Planes doesn't quite live up to the usual Disney standards, but if your kids like Cars, they'll enjoy Planes too.
In We're the Millers, Jason Sudeikis plays a small-time drug dealer that must sneak a marijuana-filled RV across the Mexican-U.S. border with the help of his fake family, including his erotic dancer wife, played by Jennifer Aniston. It doesn't reinvent the wheel in any way, but there are plenty of laughs to be had in this National Lampoon vacation-style comedy.
The To-Do List stars Aubrey Plaza as an overachieving 1990s valedictorian who sets out to improve her grades with the opposite sex. It may not be as smart as 2010's Easy A, and Plaza's character is far from likable, but it's still an often laugh-out-loud funny comedy.
Catching Fire's Liam Hemsworth stars in the Wall Street thriller Paranoia alongside a bald Harrison Ford and Gary Oldman. An up-and-coming employee at a powerful company finds himself spying on his boss's rival in order to climb the corporate ladder. This is one of the larger bombs of the year, grossing just over $7 million versus its $35 million budget.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with The World's End. It's not the best film in Edgar Wright's Cornetto trilogy, but it's still a wild and crazy adventure.
There are several good picks this week, and while I enjoyed Two Guns and We're the Millers, I have to give my overall recommendation to The World's End.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for a holiday weekend action and drama. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
how can you tell if you're drunk if you're never sober?